It's a difficult time when people find themselves in a bad place, and you all have been there for many years, and we hope will continue to be for many to come. Tell us a little bit about Churches United. What's the mission, the purpose, your locations? Give us a little sense of that, please.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, the interesting thing is we've been around for 38 years, and of course, for the vast majority of that, we were known for the emergency shelter, right? You know, 11 churches got together 38 years ago, and they bought an old church in downtown Moorhead, and they ran that as a shelter for a very long time through volunteers. They eventually hired a director, services started to grow, and then about 20 years ago, we bought the mission here that most people are familiar with, the old furniture store in Moorhead. But then in 2019, we merged with Dorothy Day Organization here in Moorhead. So we ended up becoming an agency that had multiple organizations. And today, not only do we have an emergency shelter, but we have a standalone food pantry that's on Main Avenue in Moorhead, and we have two permanent supportive housing apartment unit buildings that are in North Moorhead, Bright Sky Apartments that opened 8 years ago. That's 43 units. And then a real gem, Silver Linings Apartments, 36 units that opened this past summer, specifically for our seniors who have experienced long-term homelessness. So all told, Steve, we serve 500 people a day.
And you have set a big goal, kind of a BHAG, a big audacious goal for this year. Tell us about that.
We did, yeah. It probably sounds a little, I'm sure that when people hear that, right, their eyes kind of pop open a bit. We did. We set a goal of $1 million. But there's reason behind it, right? So last year on Giving Hearts Day, our community, they stepped up and they said, we see the vital work you do. We had a $490,000 day last year on Giving Hearts Day, which was incredible. And I think a lot of people know our story, right? It came just at the right divine time. It gave us the legs to get our organization back on our feet. We've built the foundation now. We finished last year in 2025 with a savings account. And if you would have told us that a year ago, I might even have had a hard time believing it. But we finished with a savings account. We paid off all of the debt. And so our goal this year is $1 million. And we know that with $1 million and our savings account, essentially that would give us the operating funds that we need for this year and for next. That would allow us as an organization to focus on the needs at hand and actually build a sustainable model, which is the thing that we've promised our public since I stepped into the role.
Yeah, if you want to find out more about the great organization and the work that they do, churches-united.org, churches-united.org. Pastor Devlin, we'll be pulling for you on Giving Hearts Day. Thank you for taking a few minutes to share the story today.
I appreciate that.